works for the president, whichever president's there. We'll pray for the president. Long live the queen. And you think, oh, well, now we have someone who really will tell it like it is, and that's Lyndon LaRouche. I mean, Henry Kissinger got him into prison, so he must be a good guy. Read his stuff. It will be so opposite of what you heard in this room yesterday as to blow your mind. The enemies of Clinton are my enemies, the man said. Lyndon LaRouche said it. Does this mean that Lyndon LaRouche did not have any perception as to the New World Order and the elitist and those things coming down? How many times do you think he's been cloned out? You know whether it's right or wrong. You don't have to listen to Anthony. I hope you did. But his way is not perfection. He's a human being. And the only thing that I really wanted to discuss in a meeting that I could call a meeting was to not bore everybody out there who can't really do anything about the inner workings in this little office complex. Well, let someone else do it. I don't really care what they do, but don't ask me to do any more. I'm not going to ask you to do any more. I am not going to ask you to do any more. Those who have volunteered, I may very well tell you what you're going to do if you volunteered to me. Make sure your reasons for whatever you do are with God, not you. That is the same thing in your personal relationships, from your child, your animal, your spouse, your parents, right up to your relationship with God. Everything on the human level is my opinion. I don't want you expressing my opinion. If I express something, every one of you sitting here will hear something different. And there are so many things in this world that must not be worked out by some higher energy form. You take the laws of God, you sit down with them, and you decide whether or not you're running your businesses right. Well, but up there you don't have rank and serial numbers in a window office and this sort of thing. No. We have grown to the point where we recognize another's talents and honor that. Just because we are doesn't put us in charge of anything. On the other hand, we would never consider going around or above someone else in their talented area or their perceived position. Why would I, except in the training process, ever teach the lessons that Soltech will bring you on geophysics? This is how you get to be up the line in the Cohen structure. I passed all those courses. I learned from experience, and I taught Soltech. Therefore, I am qualified to teach those things if there need be those lessons. And for all of you, there need be those lessons. And so you start down here at fundamentally zero or minus, and you begin to fit those pieces together as to the best route to get information to the most of you who then go out and present it further. and it doesn't fall into little pods. If you are an English major, you are probably not a mathematics major, although you could be. But usually a person will choose something that fascinates him. This is the way it should be. Obviously, this is not the way it is. We grow up through school, we don't learn anything, then you're put out into the workforce, and you're expected to work or starve. You know, the welfare system's coming, it's peeling off now. So you go to work. Well, so you are an astrophysicist and an engineer, and you've only worked on moon missions, but you don't go to the moon anymore. What are you going to do? You may very well end up being a house cleaner. Is that your desire? Is this fulfilling for you? No. It isn't. But if that is a responsibility you've assumed, you better be good at it. And certainly, you don't go tell the chef down at the Ritz Hotel how to make dinner. And if you know enough about it, then you better be able to show him why his way that he has done and built and made a success of in his experience, why your way, when you failed at that, or you would be doing it, why would I take your way, he would say. I'm the chef of the Ritz. We have all the clientele we can handle. They seem to like the food. Who are you? So you put a man on the moon. I'm not interested in putting a man on the moon. I'm interested in putting something desirable into the man that causes him to want to come back. Or is it that? Is the food so wonderful at the Ritz? Or do people go to the Ritz to be seen? And these are the things I'm just asking you to think about. Do you think Ed Young is going to be editor of this paper for the rest of his life? He doesn't want to be. It's obvious. He may even claim he wants to be, but that's a lie. He wants to be a physicist. And most of you have taken on these tasks just to get a job done. And certainly that is not what you want to do the rest of your life or all of your lifetimes. But if that is required to get to this goal up here that we claim to seek, we've got to do it, don't we? Because the fastest way to weed out those who will and those who won't is to have to walk through the hard times. And it tells more about the integrity of the individual in point than any other thing. But I participated, and I did it in good honor. Did you? Then why have you forgotten the other half of the agreements? Well, isn't it all right if I want to get back what I, mistake or otherwise, what I put in? Of course it's all right. It is not all right, though, do you see, to misrepresent anybody's input. You know, we have a few scapegoats around anymore because we've had enough experience. Well, that was George Green and this was Rod Ence and this. No. Who allowed them to make these blunders? We did. Well, why did you allow that to happen, sir? This I get a lot. Well, I'm just flat pissed off at you, Commander. Why did you do this? I'm going to let you do a lot of things. That's my job. Your job is to make it right on your place. And usually it's, well, we did that one wrong. When all else fails, what were those instructions again, sir? But you didn't think that day that it was a wise step. So now, after all of the water has been muddied and the bridge is washed out, you want me now to tell you what to do to fix it? No. I think it's time you figure out how to fix it. And that includes the paper. If you want a world-recognized paper, what do you have to do it? I'm not going to do it for you. The paper has served its purpose for me. But it's not served its purpose for the world. There needs to be a forum. And we don't need a big glossy magazine. You see, this is the next. Well, if we had a bound magazine, we had all this advertising. Who would advertise in Contact? Every psychic nitwit. Come on and get your crystal and we'll program it for you and we'll hang it on your neck and you will be able to control the opposite sex. See, it will be putty in your hands. And if we wanted to sell subscriptions, do you see how many we could sell? I mean, hey, that guy was right a time or two that I've heard about, so wowee! And now I can control the entire opposite sex. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you think you can control Gloria Allred, breathe again. You're nuts. And while balance is making its effort to come out of all of this, unbalance is being poured in, pumped in, beamed in, frequencied in. Every way there is to cause trouble. So that you can't even go home and have a reasonable conversation between the sexes. You can't live without each other. There would be no species. Regardless of what the AIDS victims or the homosexuals want you to believe. Here we're back to, well, now listen to him. He's all against homosexuals. I am not. You can be anything you want to be. It is not all right with me for you to break the laws of God. And it is not my prerogative to set the laws of the land. You're supposed to have the wisdom enough to do that. I can dislike misbehavior. That's all I can dislike. That is, unfortunately, the representation of a person's, his actions reflecting his thought. And you see, all you have created through your sexual revolution is to cause the masses of people to think that wiggling around in a discotheque or in a bed or wherever else, if it feels good, do it, is the way to go. So that obviously if you are only attracted because you can't stand women, you're attracted to a man. You can't form a loving, wonderful, foundational relationship. You got to go screw around and spread AIDS. Or whatever else the disease might be that starts between the ears. It's spongy brain disease. And there's no treatment for it except truth. Well, my ears, my nose, my hands, and my feet will all fall off if I don't have sex. Well, maybe something else ought to fall off and it won't bother you. So here I go in a business meeting having to talk about sex. But it sells. Oh, wow, we would really have a magazine. But it will only cause the others who know it to be untrue will be down on you, burning you out, burning crosses in your driveway and all manners of other heinous activities. So a man can only be judged by what he does. And if you don't want to be judged by what you do, then do the right thing. And automatically, the judgment changes. But there is a concerted effort to lie about everything. Well, it will eventually come out one way or another, or all you're doing is rebutting and rebutting and rebutting. And yet, how will it ever be rebutted if you don't rebut it? Why would you? Oh, well, that, this is a big one. That statement does not even deserve an answer. Every contrary wrong statement deserves an answer. It does not deserve a war because you're stronger. Because if you're stronger and you win the war, you have not won truth. You've only won a war. And now you better be careful because those are going to come back to get you, the ones you beat up, you know. And it's like the gangs. Well, I don't really know who's in that gang. I'll just shoot everybody, including the two-year-olds. Bang, bang, bang. And for a day, if you're lucky, the headline may focus on you if you kill enough. What are they going to do in, is it Paducah or wherever it is, that the child murdered the children? What are they going to do over there now that the town has wisdom? We're not going to lynch the kid. We're going to try and pray for and come to some understanding about how and why this could happen. And as far as we're concerned, press, media, you're out. It's over. What happens if you have a war and nobody comes? Even as heinous as a child shooting children. But I want to know about it. What are they doing this morning? Pray for them. That they have wisdom. That's enough. And if it's not enough, then your intentions are wrong. Well, I've got to go out there and change this. Why change something? Why tear a clock apart? It's working perfectly. Why would you do it? Because you're curious. Because you have inquiring minds. Because you have been taught to feed on violence. And you're not happy unless the meat on your platter is a baby foisted off on you by them. Who is them? You better think about it a minute because you are them. And it's time that we, in this little nucleus, come to some positive understanding. You say you know we're going to get it done, and then you go right out there and you don't believe it. Well, I can tell you over and over and over again, we're going to get it done. So whatever you're saying or thinking or feeling counter to that slows us up. It's okay. You see, I have all the time in the universe. So do you. Oh, but I don't think we have time. What else do you have? You don't have any money. You don't have any this. You don't have any that. You don't have any wheels. You don't have... Oh, well, God will take care of me. And someday. Well, if you keep putting off someday, it will never be. There will always be tomorrow. May never come. But there will always be. The perception of the tomorrow. And you can either postpone or you can act in the now, which is all you have, to change the attitudes. Well, I just don't think EJ can do it. EJ isn't the one going to do it. Hatan is not the one going to do it. You're going to do it, or it's not going to be done. They will do whatever they need to do. And at some point, they may end up very wealthy. Maybe Mr. Green will eventually be correct. But they started from less than minus. And when Rick appeared out here, he appeared in an old car with a mattress on top. Looked like he came from Oklahoma. What he really did was come from that group of enlightened beings called ASSK. With nothing. Charles met, he just, for goodness sakes, decided he better go and find out about how to form a corporation. And got sucked in. We're going to do it. Do you understand me today? Please. It's important that this particular little gathering of people understand it. We need the business brains. We don't need any more spiritual teachers. One's enough. And that ain't me. If you want to get your strength and your refueling, then you need to get that input. But if you're going to change the realistic approach to a lifespan that you associate with being in human form, going in a given direction, you're headed right for Satan right now. He's got you. Well, I just don't perceive that I can do very much. You don't even know what you can do. Because you will go and revert to, well, all I have to be is just be. And I have to be good. And God will take care of the rest. God's trying to tell you it isn't the way you've been told. It is not the way you have been taught. You can only be the product of your input. You can only be the trick dog by the tricks you've been taught or learned on your own. The lion master flicks his quirt, and then you think, this is remarkable. All he's done is pick on the lion who could wipe him out with one swipe and sometimes gets fed up and does. But you're big and impressive. Siegfried and Roy or whatever. Big deal. Outsmart a dumb animal. Boy, that makes you big. That's all that's happened in your world. The elitists knew they could outsmart you, and they could train you, and they could dumb you down, and there wouldn't be anything you could do about it. So, anybody who wants to tell me how we accomplish our job, I'm open. But don't tell me to show up on the 50-yard line at the Super Bowl again, ever. Don't tell me that. Let us look at logic. How do we accomplish that which needs undoing from that which has already been accomplished, which is the takeover of the world by the elitists who knew how to manage you? Well, we're in the United States of America, so we know we're free. If we just keep all these others out, how about that? Let's just keep them out. Do you think they're out? The highest financial deals in the world are being made amongst these elitists in every nation. So you can't keep them out. I mean, by this afternoon, somebody in this room may be absolutely enlightened and turned on and become the guru of the communistic faith. It happens. I mean, you are transformed in the blink of an eye. doesn't mean you're transformed into truth and righteousness. Go with whatever grabs you. It's the gusto. This afternoon we'll all be communists. Will that make it easier to deal with China? No, because they are not communists. They just call themselves that, or you label them that, to mislead you, to continue to mislead you as the truth. And this is serious, serious discussion, because it's no longer pie in the sky that says, oh, well, we'll just drift through here being, and our paper's really good, and new guy has some pretty good products, and maybe we can survive, maybe we won't, I hope we can, because I have to pay the rent, I have to pay the bills. Well, the buck has always stopped right here. Somebody has to go into incredible debt to pay those bills you think you're paying. And they're not going to do it much longer. Would they be willing to do it longer? Oh, indeed. But the well is dry. You've got to be productive now. Or the well is dry. It's over. That's all the discussion we need. There will be no argument about who manages anything, whose input is important. No corrections to the paper. Princeton can leave everything misspelled. It's over. We must do something productive. We have the tools with which to do it. All you've got to do is understand and know how to do it, and present it to the right people that can take it further. Oh, well, easy for you. No, if you stop thinking about this other trite material and yourself long enough, you will see the way. God does not create or give idea into a cluttered mind focused on itself. Your lessons are to rise above these things. Why do you think God's going to clear your brain for you? Well, because it would certainly help me if my brain was cleared. Well, then you better start asking and you better start doing what you're told to do. You clear your brain this way. You pick it, you know. Oh, well, I'm not willing to do that. Well, then forget it. Don't get in our way. Well, the next thing is I perceived when I came here that it would be bigger, faster, and I would have the place. No, you didn't. You were told. You knew. You didn't want to believe it. You had your perception. But I heard you say it was imminent. It still is. Boy, it is more imminent now than it was then. You don't need to go out there and climb on a cross. That's been done. It didn't work. Do you see what happened with the man on the cross? Now, 2,000 years later, they haven't just drained him of his blood, but they've sucked it dry, and you now think, if I just drink a little of his blood and eat of his flesh, I will be saved. This poor man. Everybody missed the point. Except the elite. They knew exactly what they were doing. Well, who do I think I am to be able to come along and completely clean all this out of minds and ask that people think? I don't believe that I could do it. But if I believed that I could do it, I would do it. But would that make you the perfection you need to be? And this comes right back to the spiritual truth, of which there is nothing greater or lesser or in between. You can be the hermit that goes to the mountaintop, sits in a cave until he dies. Does that make you smarter? What in the world are you talking about? This is idiocy. Pure idiocy. Oh, I'm going to be a light unto the world, and I'm going to do it in this black cave where nothing can transgress onto me. Except the bacteria and the fleas that have been in that cave. Oh, but people come all the way up this mountaintop just to sit in my presence. Well, aren't they dumb? We don't want to be anything. We just want to get our job done. And we need to begin to lay foundations for expansion in the things that we do have going. I did touch upon this yesterday. I wanted Phyllis to hear this. You're never going to get anywhere with these little personal clawings at each other. Everyone is perfectly welcome to their opinions. Let us discuss talent now. If you have been exposed and you understand about herbs and vitamins and these things, and you work in a health food store, is it not logical God might want you to help put together some kind of a plan? John Lloyd has worked with a company that built itself on selling items. He has also learned the pyramid plan stinks. It will destroy you because people get greedy. Well, let us just start a little health food store. We did that. Anybody remember at all? Thousands of dollars went into starting a health food store that never made any money and closed. So you have New Gaia. That is a distribution company because there are some products that are going to keep you alive. And we have to get them out there in some kind of a way so that when we do have opportunity to function in this world, we won't be stopped. So we really can't advertise. We can't do because mostly we can't handle a lot more physically. Now, we talk about let's go out then and start a real health food operation. Well, what are you talking about? Health food operation, supplements, soap, water. What are you talking about? Well, I don't know. You know, a nutrition headquarters-like thing. What thing? Oh, well, somebody will know. Who will know? Oh, let's go ask Hatun. Send this note to Dorma. She'll ask Hatun. He will shower us with wisdom. Well, I'm going to shower you with wisdom, but it came right out of Charles Neal's mouth. Good grief, sir. What do you mean, start? If you got all that confounded money, can't you just buy out the biggest and best there is? Aha! Now we're thinking. Well, who's going to run it? Oh, God, somebody's got to run it. Somebody's got to manage it. Somebody's got to have a big income and be boss. Bullshit. Must have somebody running it now. And let's make a measure up. And let's become human one to another, to the customers coming into that store. You have to care whether or not watercress helps them in some way, or blue clover, or green clover, or red clover. Well, how are you going to get that kind of help on such a major scale? Well, you take the best that's there. Why would you kick somebody out of their job? All you've done, if you do it right, it change attitude and management. Well, boy, that ought to do it. You really expect us to take over something or build something we'll have to supplement it. Well, what else are you going to do with your money? How many cars can you drive at once? What else are you going to do? Maybe you need to supplement some studies, and if you want to work in my health food store, I'm going to overpay you for the job you do, whatever it is. Can I not demand that you learn about herbs? Can I not demand that you learn about vitamins? This is a vitamin store. And I don't care whether you're a man or woman or in between. I just want you to know about vitamins. Well, that's unfair. That is discrimination. You are discriminating against me because I don't know everything there is to know about vitamins. Then why have you applied for a job to sell vitamins? That's what's wrong. And yet when you move into any of these industrial things that can present a way back to some sort of balance in the human being, go eat sassafras root. It'll help you. Go eat radishes. It'll help you. But when it becomes the selling point of the month, then no, you got bullshit. And you live on radish root, you're going to get, at the least, diarrhea. There must be balance. And there must be balance in the business world. You can pour all the money there is in the world, and that's about what's available to you. Because there is no value to any of the money in your world. But wouldn't it be nice to start with the strength of the biggest? Then you have lobby. You're not as apt to have your vitamins removed from you if you are the biggest. And you do it right. You do it with integrity, and you don't go sell garbage. Well, aren't we going to go in the hole? In some things, yes. Sometimes that's a price to progress enough to become united and have a voice. But it isn't going to help if everybody in every general nutrition headquarters and GNC joins together and they bring out their AK-47s and they won't let you take over their company. Their company, you just bought it. It's your company. Why are you intimidated to take responsibility for your company? Yeah, well, boy, that Turner's a big blow-off, and that Donald Trump, who does he think he is? They know who they are. It may be right or wrong, but they know who they are. And Donald Trump knows damn well he was worthy of someone like Queen Diana. Who cares? This is a monarchy, a royalty. Big deal. He has enough money and he's important enough. He knows if he just thought about it and didn't waste all his time trying to get money, he could have gotten hooked up with Diana, and he's sorry he didn't. I mean, after all, she got a lot of attention lately. How much do you hear about Mother Teresa anymore? Well, you're going to have to be willing to be the Mother Teresa and then let it go. It's called ego. How many are now feasting off the carcass of that poor little white princess? She has become the rallying point of everything good and bad. While the truth of life and its meaning goes down the tubes. Even her brother couldn't get up and speak truth. He had to lie his way through her funeral. And now look what's happened. Well, we certainly don't want to make the media mad at us. And now you got it. We don't. I am not talking about carrying around a stick that's called a horn that we blow. I'm talking about carrying around a stick that means something and is utilized with great wisdom outside self. And yet you have no right under any circumstances. You can complain, bitch, moan, all you want, but you have no right to distract or give disinformation where it involves another. Don't go say what EJ is doing that is wrong unless you know it's wrong. Well, who does he think he is? Well, he knows who he is. Regardless of what you think about it, he knows who he is. He accepted a commission. He volunteered to do the job. And he's trustworthy. I have never found him wanting, except in his human form, when he gets fed up. He doesn't want to listen to anybody else. He doesn't want to listen to Charles or Rick or Bruce or Al or Doris.